today's best music at 6:16. Good morning.
Partly sunny this afternoon. I am 64, 46, in the middle.
6 o'clock stumper. We haven't worked together in 4 days. Give us a break.
Premature pointing going on here.
6 o'clock stumper. Let's go to the phone. Who is this?
This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
All right. Jeopardy. Guy just won $70,000, which, you know, as I said, is no big deal. What is so unusual about this Jeopardy contestant?
He's blind.
He is absolutely, totally, 100%.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And, you know, I saw a story on this last night. The only thing they gave him to help with was a card with the categories written in Braille so he could remember the categories. He had to, in his own memory, remember what dollar amounts had been called already and which hadn't. See, the other contestants could just look at the board and see all that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he had to commit all that to memory, and he blew these people away.
All right, now, here's my last question. Okay. How did he write out the answer to the... Okay, I want to know that.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I didn't see Final Jeopardy, man.
Oh, man.
You are so harsh, Kelly Kay. Kimberly, congratulations. You won all that stuff up in there. Tell her what she won, Kelly.
You're going to go see Danny Glover, an exclusive speaking engagement, part of the Jefferson series, on November 1st.
Yeah, this is a very cool series, and, you know, they usually speak on really neat topics that are near and dear to him. Plus, it's Danny Glover, girlfriend.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you.
Lethal Weapon. Plus, you got a family four-pack, Six Flags Kentucky Kingdoms, 1999 Fright Fest.
All right. Get up and get
like a winner like Kimberly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she likes what she wins.
That's good stuff.
That's our kind of winner. 6:18, speaking of winners, your shot at 10 grand coming up at 7:20 this morning in the DJ Egg Million Dollar Money Game. I was lying on the ground. 99.7 DJX, Len, Steal My Sunshine at 6:21. They're brother and sister. Welcome to the show. It's Monday. You know, we could be brother and sister. We're just not, but people might mistake us for brother.
We are not relations.
Brother and sister. Kelly Gump over there.
That's right. Partly sunny this afternoon. High of 64, 46 in the Beetle.
Forrest K at 6:22. You know, one more thing I want to mention about the guy on Jeopardy, the blind guy on Jeopardy, Eddie Tajani. Gene, and I want to say that his name is, that might not be right, but I'm pretty close.
I wish I would have seen it.
One of the things that Alex Trebek pointed out that I thought was really cool, and it will really give you a sense of how if someone is deprived of one of their senses, the other ones become more aware to, you know, compensate for that. This guy, when you play Jeopardy, you're not allowed to buzz in.
Right.
Until Alex is finished reading the question. That's why you'll see so many people hitting their buzzers, but it won't register. Because they don't clear you to buzz in until Alex is finished reading the question. Now, if you can see the board, you can see the question. And you can tell by reading the question along with Alex when he's going to finish. The blind guy has no clue.
Right.
And yet he's beaten these people on the buzzer because he's listening to Alex.
He's the man.
Yeah. And
pretty
he
much
can
is
tell
what we're saying.
He can tell with his hearing and his senses that way when Alex is finished with a question. When nobody else is paying attention to that, they're just trying to match up Alex's words with the words on the board and hit the buzzer. So another way that this is an absolutely amazing thing to see happening, it's really incredible. 6:23. Yeah, he is. 6:23 with Forrest K and Peter B. 99.7 DJX. Are we ready for the DJX horoscope?
I think we are.
Okay, I sure hope so. Oh, man, it's Monday, ladies and gentlemen. You're gonna give me a chance to get back into the groove here. Let's do it. It's Monday. I'm sorry to mention the deer, but I came in this morning. I'm serious. I'm coming in I-71. It was very dark out. You know, it was like 5 o'clock, and it was really creepy. And apparently it got hit right in the middle of the highway, and I guess dragged for some distance or something. And I was one of the few lucky people who stumbled across it right after the poor thing must have got hit or something like that.
Oh, man.
You have
to swerve big time to
get around it? It was really creepy. It was right in the middle of the highway, too. It's done I-71 southbound just past the water, so now it may have been, you know, knocked around and knocked off the highway by now, but it was right on the center line. So it just, you know, it's very dark, and your headlights only illuminate a certain part of the road.
Right.
And then you're doing 55 or 60 miles an hour, and 55 miles an hour.
Yeah, whatever.
Then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, there it is. And where did that come from? And you kind of swerve a little bit, and it's really creepy and can be a little disconcerting. So just keep your eyes open for that.